On Friday's page one, a federal panel says doctors shouldn't give PSA tests that check for early prostate cancer. We'll look at Steve Jobs' legacy.
A lot of people compare him to Edison, forgetting that Edison actually wasn't that good a businessman. I always thought a better comparison was David Sarnoff, who was the driving force behind RCA.
And unemployed people who say it would be wrong to extend their unemployment benefits. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a federal panel recommended against routine prostate tests. It said giving healthy men PSA blood tests does not save lives. It said such tests often lead to treatment that can cause needless pain and side effects like impotence. That could change the way doctors care for men over 50. Some 33 million of them have already had a PSA test. Experts say it can point to the presence of cancer cells in the prostate, but that type of cancer is usually slow growing, and even when it's not, a PSA test may not help. The reason is there's no proven benefit to earlier treatment. Also on Friday's page one, Steve Jobs' legacy. The founder of Apple Computer was mourned on the devices he dreamed up. People held up pictures of candles on their iPads and tapped out tributes on their iPhones. Times media editor Bruce Headlam has this take.
When you look across the broad sweep of his career, his influence in media, I would argue, in the last 10 years, has been equal, if not greater, to his influence in technology. A lot of people compare him to Edison, forgetting that Edison actually wasn't that good a businessman. I always thought a better comparison was David Sarnoff, who was the driving force behind RCA. You know, Sarnoff was the one who wanted to put radios in everybody's houses. And then after he did that, he knew that he had to feed material into those devices to make people want them. And that was the basis of NBC, first on radio. He did the same thing on TV. And then he did the same thing on color TV. It's that kind of combination of hardware and software that really transformed the media business then. And I think Steve Jobs, particularly in the last 10 years, has played that role as well.
Media editor Bruce Headlam. Friday's Times says Jobs learned in February that after years of fighting cancer, time was short. His wife and their three children will now oversee his $8 billion fortune. President Obama told a White House news conference he's comfortable with a Senate plan to put a tax surcharge on incomes above $1 million. Revenue from the surtax will go toward paying for his jobs program, which calls for lowering payroll taxes on workers and employers. The surtax would set a top tax rate of 40% on income above $1 million. The current top rate is 35%. Some longtime unemployed people say they don't think their jobless benefit should be extended beyond the current 99 weeks. One of them is Dan Tollison. He's a researcher and writer in Houston with a Ph.D. in politics. He's been out of work since 2009, except for brief stints as a driver. He says it would be better to relax regulations than keep the benefits coming. Some economists say the economy is too weak to take the shock of a drop in unemployment payments. But conservatives say that extending benefits takes money out of other parts of the economy and discourages people from finding work. The U.S. is considering thawing diplomatic relations with Myanmar. That's the Southeast Asian country that used to be known as Burma. Friday's Times says the Obama administration is considering relaxing restrictions on financial support. The idea is to encourage what senior American officials describe as sudden and startling political changes. This follows a political transition there. Now there are signs the new government may ease repression of basic freedoms and cooperate with the opposition movement led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. Here in New York, a school secretary was cleared of second-degree murder in the shooting of her husband. Barbara Sheehan had always admitted killing him. She said she had no choice. If she hadn't shot him, he would have killed her. The case was considered a test of the battered woman defense. Prosecutors countered Ms. Sheehan was a pathological liar who simply executed her husband. She was convicted of a weapons charge. Inside Friday's Times, Swedish poet Tomas Tranströmer won the Nobel Prize for Literature. John Freeman of the literary magazine Granta says the 80-year-old Tranströmer is to Sweden what Robert Frost was to America. Swedes had hoped he'd win for years. His first book put him on the literary map when he was 23. British editor Neil Astley calls him metaphysical and visionary. With the Republican presidential lineup largely settled, Friday's Times says big donors are coming off the sidelines. In the last 48 hours, Mitt Romney has been calling uncommitted contributors and so-called bundlers who'd been holding out hope that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie would run. Romney's also signed on a number of advisors to former President George W. Bush, including former Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. In Britain, they'll be seeing more reruns on the BBC. It's cutting 2,000 jobs and estimates it'll save just over $1 billion a year. Director General Mark Thompson says it's also reallocating how it spends the money it has. That will leave BBC Two with only reruns in the daytime. ABC's new Sunday night drama Pan Am celebrates the jet age. Here in New York, they're tearing it down. Terminal 6 at Kennedy Airport is being demolished. It was designed by I.M. Pei. His colleague Henry Cobb says Pei tried to create an environment that was serene, generous, and dignified. Cobb says tearing it down is just sad. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.